As officials in Washington and in the neighboring state of Virginia brace for the anniversary of the white nationalist rally that exploded in deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia last year, Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser is reacting and responding to today's planned protest.
Whether they are spewing hatred and racism online on the nation's capital, let us speak in one voice and tell them that they are wrong.
Organizers of last year's rally in Charlottesville were not able to get permission and to hold another rally there this year, but they were okay to have a similar rally right here in Washington, D.C., across the White House today. At last year's rally in Charlottesville, 32-year-old counter-protester Heather Heyer was killed by a self-described white supremacist who rammed the car into a crowd at high speed. Sporadic clashes raged for third day Sunday for control of Afghanistan's southeastern city of Ghazni amid conflicting claims about whether the government or Taliban insurgency controlled key installations. Afghan security forces remained in control of all strategic positions in Ghazni, including the office of the provincial governor, police headquarters, the main prison, and the office of the Afghan spy agency. The Taliban Friday staged a large-scale attack from multiple directions to try to capture Ghazni, which is located on the highway linking northern and southern Afghan provinces. Rudy Giuliani, U.S. President Trump's attorney, said Sunday that his legal team will not allow special counsel Robert Mueller to question Mr. Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey. Comey, at the time Trump ousted him in May 2017, was chief of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and heading the agency's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This is VOA News. The White House is responding to claims by former presidential advisor Amar